I think that was Devamrita Maharaj recently was mentioning when he was there in Hungary for must be Prabhupada's disappearance. And he was talking, I think he was talking about Jayananda Prabhu, very old disciple, who I think still works with IBM. And anyway, it was in some particular temple, Jayananda was there, Prabhupada, and maybe it's, anyway, it was, I think it was him. Anyway, Prabhupada was there, and there were so many sannyasins, others, and Prabhupada noticed them, and he just called them over, and Srila Prabhupada said, "So, what are you doing?" And Prabhupada, "I'm working for such and such." "Very good. Are you giving 50% of your income?" He just looked at him, and he walked away. And that was Prabhupada's meeting after 1 year. In other words, Prabhupada immediately expected, "What are you doing?" So Srila Prabhupada wanted us to all be doing something. And so somehow or another, we all need to feel that it's our duty to Srila Prabhupada, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we're really taking responsibility for the Krishna consciousness movement. And it's not Kripamaya Prabhu's business, and it's not Panabandha's business, and it's not Gauri's business, it's not Pragosha's business, it's not, I don't know, some GBC body, you know, those guys up there once a year in Mayapur, these past resolutions, that's my business. And unless it starts with that ownership, that it's my responsibility, and then what do I do? And what we need to do, Srila Prabhupada here told George Harrison, George Harrison was talking about organized religion, Prabhupada organized religions. Prabhupada said, "No, it should be very organized." And that's a very revolutionary thing. It was a revolutionary thing in the 70s, but it's a very revolutionary thing in sort of Indian religious culture. Shankaracharya was extremely organized, original Shankaracharya, in the way he set things up. Some others, like Ramanujacharya, but generally, our Jiva Goswami set up this Vishva Vaishnava Rav Shabha, and he made a will, which was really quite an extraordinary thing. He made a will, what should happen with the properties, what should happen with the deities, who should actually continue puja. But for the most part, in Indian tradition, it's sort of a free-flowing type thing. And but here was Srila Prabhupada, and telling his donor of the building and someone who just gave him $18,000 to print Krishna book, "No, it has to be very organized." And that's how he set up this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Ordered, structured institution with a hierarchy, and it's meant to function in order to achieve purposes, real demanding purposes that Srila Prabhupada wanted. He wanted a set of books in everybody's home. He wanted people to be worshipping deities. Corny time, that was like what he told Dhananjaya Prabhu. He says, "Someone on the street, karmis, meat eaters, anyone, just get him to come in contact with Gorni Thai, and Lord Chaitanya will deliver them." So, and that everyone would chant Hare Krishna, that people would actually take to the chanting of the holy names, and if they would, then it would be a real revolution. People's hearts will change, and then there'll be a grassroots revolution. Without it being any kind of conspiracy, people's lives will change. And it's possible. But it requires, and this Kripa Mahaprabhu said, this is what the same thing that I tell our congregation. We're going to have on February the 3rd, we're going to have a big congress, and more or less the main theme of that congress is to emphasize that we can't do anymore. As individuals, as people, this is the first time, if you've known me in 25 years, you've never seen me with so much hair. And it's very misleading. It's amazing. I don't have any white hair. But don't let that deceive you. I got a lot of white hairs inside. there's just something, you know. From my experience of members of this society, although I'm talking about those people who are full-time engaged, the presidents, the GBCs, the sannyasis, they're all nervous wrecks. They can't do any more. They're maxed out. They're OD'd. And that's one of our projects in our farm. And, you know, the house that I live in, it's like most of the time I'm babysitting some sannyasi or GBC over there and having our two doctors, you know, prescribe different medicines for them so that they can recover from what they're doing. And that's not just them, that goes on with others who, because it's such a, the weight of this order that Prabhupada gave and the devotees, and everyone feels that, and when it comes to touch, it's such a big weight. That's what it really means to be guru. It's not possible for a few people. It crushes. It can really crush you. It's great. Better die in spreading exciting Krishna consciousness movement. But anyway, as once in a conversation I was discussing with Goya Prabhu, our business is not to perish in Krishna consciousness, but to live through it and show that it isn't like a... It isn't kamikaze or nowadays a jihad. We're just martyring ourselves in the fire of preaching. So it needs a lot of shoulders. It needs more and more people. And as the weight comes on your shoulders, like when, you know, at a certain point, Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill, and the cowherd boy said, "Listen, just let us hold it for you for a couple of minutes." So Krishna did let them hold it, and they found that it was getting quite heavy. But, you know, it requires more and more shoulders, and more devotees do that, the more feasible this whole concept of a worldwide revolution, at least for us here, it's, what should I say, the UK, England, Wales, Scotland, North Ireland, Ireland. Not UK.
British Isles.
And it really needs that. And that is where a certain element of Krishna consciousness comes in that we're extremely dependent on, and that is getting Lord Chaitanya's mercy and getting Prabhupada's mercy. For doing something, for taking responsibility for this mission, it appears to have, from Srila Prabhupada's emphasis, discussion with others, incalculable spiritual benefit that's hard to sort of balance off with just sadhana. That doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be practicing Krishna consciousness. Obviously, we can't be spreading something that no one practices. Then we're like an advertising firm. We got nothing to do with the product, but we just advertise it. So then we end up, there's nothing. It's like the king's clothes. There's nothing there. It's naked. So we have to be practicing Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada, somebody said this is like a real secret. He said if you preach Krishna consciousness, this is the real secret to being successful in devotional service. So in other words, he didn't say the secret was chanting Hare Krishna. He said the secret was in preaching. He Bhakti Ayam Paramam Guryam. Everyone should chant Hare Krishna. But you may have noticed after 10, 15, 20 years that chanting Hare Krishna, it's an easy thing to do, but the result and the progress, it takes time. But somehow Srila Prabhupada placed so much emphasis that if you help Lord Chaitanya in this preaching, then he'll take you back to Godhead. So there's like really inestimable, I'm not used to speaking English, inestimable benefit in taking responsibility. And the more responsibility you take, the more blessings are to be had. So it's a very, Srila Prabhupada, for instance, gave the example of, anyway, I won't mention names, of one of his godbrothers who became the manager of the Gaudiya Math. And simultaneously, that godbrother was making, while Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was physically present, he was making a conspiracy to take over the movement after Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur left his body. And he did, and he was responsible for splitting Gaudiya Math. Still, when he died, Prabhupada said he went back to Godhead. And when the devotees asked, how is that possible? And this person also criticized Srila Prabhupada. He said, because he did so much service for Guru Maharaj. He was the manager. He was the organizer of Gaudiya Math. So this preaching, this taking responsibility for the institution, this carrying the burden, shouldering that burden, and seeing that it's not someone else's, it's mine. I got Krishna consciousness, it's my responsibility to do what I can. Everyone has different ability, no doubt. But a phenomenal amount can be done by many, rather than this idea that it's a few who are going to do things. A few can do so much, maybe a few can do a lot, because they're giving all of their time. But even if many give some of their time, especially as our movement, that must have been what I read in your, that brochure, but that analysis is that now it's 96%. The 96% of devotees are not temple residents, are not full-time devotees. There was a time when 96% was the temple devotees. And then there was no such thing as a congregation or devotees living outside. So I mean, just imagine and that percentage is constantly increasing. It'll go up to 97, 98, 99, 99.9, because we have a certain dynamic. There's a certain number of full-time devotees, and then we have volunteers who come for a certain period, and then they continue on with education and working and profession and become congregation members, supporters. So it's as that 99.999%, I don't know how many nines it's going to be, even if those do a small amount, it becomes a phenomenal amount of service. It becomes a phenomenal amount of work. And that's how other religions succeed. Kutumwapum knows more about that, he studies, but Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, like Jehovah's Witnesses especially, no full-timers. And everyone's going out to witness a couple hours a week. And, I don't know, did they knock on your door recently? I mean, they're everywhere. And they're spreading. And they're building their kingdom hall. And they're coming up left, right, and center. And so it's happening, and that's how Krishna consciousness really spreads. And as you all know, the quote, there's the one quote about, you know, if you love me, you'll cooperate together. But the other one that Srila Prabhupada told Giriraj Maharaj is intelligence and organization. Prabhupada was such an extraordinary pragmatist. you know, in our spiritual lives, we all consider, you know, importance of our relationship with our spiritual masters. There's been a lot of turmoil in our movement because in his will, Prabhupada mentioned buildings, he didn't mention spiritual masters. He mentioned how he wanted the movement managed. It's 1.5 pages long. He wanted the GBC, the ultimate authority, and buildings are not to be sold or mortgaged. And he sat there, and even though Srila Prabhupada sat there, he was laying, and he went through all the GBC, he went through every single temple in ISKCON to assign who was going to be the trustees. I couldn't say how the Guru Parampara was continuing or all these other issues that we could think Prabhupada was thinking about buildings. This is the founder of Chaya. He is like an extraordinarily practical person. He says, I think like an American. I mean, there's some Americans we don't want to identify, but Prabhupada's thinking about American efficiency and management and so on. It's a very skillful act. So somehow or another, I don't know, if that whole mood and Srila Prabhupada's missionary zeal and desire really spreads and things, and we all take our responsibility for that, whoever. And there are many wonderful examples. I know many examples of devotees in Hungary. I know examples of devotees here, but that's, or at least I don't know who are all the new faces. And around the world, devotees who are really sacrificing so much. But we need to do that, and then I think we'll have a really successful Krishna consciousness movement. Everything is a success, but it can approach that which Srila Prabhupada wanted. All of these other things that Prabhupada wanted, these temples everywhere, and these restaurants, and these people chanting Hare Krishna and worshipping deities and wearing tilak and having sikhas and high court judges, which means very high position people are publicly coming out, just like you see very religious Jews, Sikh, and other religions. They come out. The Prabhupada also expected were wearing tilak and sikha and sari and what have you in public places. Because Krishna consciousness is spread. Anyway, I'm sort of repeating myself, and I think I've spoken enough. You want to add something? We have 10 minutes before curtains open. And you know, my experience, although I can't be saying I'm a world traveler, because I really dislike traveling, but I've been a lot of places, and I know the English-speaking world quite well, and my experience as a GBC, I know what's going on in the rest of the world. There's no question that the UK is not the best preaching field in the world. It's by far the best place to preach. These people have connection with Indian culture for hundreds of years. They have a debt to India. Many of the Indians who were impressed by the Raj have now taken birth in England. And so our Indian community is the major financial force in new communities who have entered into this country. And English people are really wonderful people, they're very open people. This is the oldest democracy in the world. They're ready to hear, they're ready to be preached to. It's a great place. By comparison to things that are going on in other parts of the world, the difficulties, the challenges, people who are not exactly so inclined don't have the same type of background. It's a wonderful place. I just really need to do it more. And that's one thing, that whatever we have, you can rest assured Prabhupada's not satisfied. He's always satisfied, always very happy when devotees do something, but always say, now, more. What's the plan? What's the report? Get the blessings with the report. And next. Now, what's next? And yeah, Prabhupada had these phenomenal plans. And you can see, where's our temple in Mayapur? That's our world capital. It's the heart of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's not there, which also reflects that there's also other things not there in the rest of the ISKCON world. But I don't want to talk about the woes of the ISKCON community. But we have really extraordinary ability here. You go to your temple president's office over there, and he's got picture here when I talk to this prime minister, and here it's with the queen, and there is with next, head of the liberal party, conservatives, and so it's very, very good, very, very good feel, super right feel. Anyone want to say something or add something? Someone wants to
some questions.
Say something. Anyone have any particular questions?
Just today I was watching a video of Srila Prabhupada at the manor, and he was shown in the yard with the devotees gathered in the yard sitting. One devotee is recalling how he and his friend came back from Sankirtan, and they went to the yard and thought, this would be great, we can sit with Srila Prabhupada and he'll be happy to see us. And they sat down and Prabhupada kind of frowned and seemed not to be so happy that they were there. And then it came out that he said to them, don't you have anything to do?
Prabhupada really appreciated devotees' service spirit. At least right now, just remember that maybe that was in 76 when Rohini Sutta Prabhu was the book distributor, and there was a really big festival in Mayapur, and he didn't come. And the GBC said, Prabhupada, he didn't come because he stayed to distribute books. And Prabhupada said, yes, this is Krishna consciousness. Services and preaching is the more important. And Prabhupada very much appreciated that. He really appreciated, among so many things, but he really appreciated when he could really rely on someone to continue to do service, devotees who were reliable, who were dependable. At different times, Prabhupada ended up being the GBC of India because it was such an austere place at that time that the devotees just couldn't stay. I know my GBC for Canada, when he showed up in the temple, he was also the GBC of India. He just disappeared, got on a plane and left. Prabhupada ended up having to take over as GBC. Prabhupada really, really liked devotees who took responsibility, stuck with it, whatever it was that they were doing, and were reliable. It's a really wonderful, wonderful attribute.
say something about hungry?
Say something about hungry.
It would be interesting for people to hear.
About the
farm, Budapest Institute teaching.
We've got a couple of minutes. What wants to say about hungry? It's such a really insignificant place. It's a small place politically, geographically. I couldn't figure out for the life of me what I'm doing there. After I'm telling you what a great place England is to preach. Aside from the fact that it must be a Krishna's will, because that's what ended up happening somehow or another. But it's a nice place. It's exciting place we have, as was mentioned earlier, a very nice farm and farming community. Just a few years ago, we opened a new temple in Budapest, which is the capital. It used to be, at the turn of the end of the 19th century, the second most beautiful city next to Paris in Europe. I don't know whether that included England or not, but I think it was Europe. And we have a college, a government-accredited theological college, which gives diplomas in Vaishnava theology. Not that you get many jobs with that, but it authenticates a religion if you have a theological college, particularly in that part of the world, because they're not so democratically inclined. In fact, I have the faintest idea what to do with democracy, because they've never been. They've either been communist, Nazis, monarchists, but they've never ran a democracy. So it's very, so you need these type of things. Other smaller centers and a very nicely developing group of devotees, and we're also concentrating on congregational development, because preaching has to be able to sustain the Krishna consciousness movement, and has to be able to expand it. This idea of a few devotees preaching, going out, distributing books, it limits few people are limiting. You can't spread to every town and village like that. The responsibility has to go on to the greater devotee community, and we're really trying to emphasize that more and more. It requires reprogramming of the leaders as well, and reprogramming of the congregation, who are also sometimes thinking that temples are places where you come and, you know, someone else does a program, someone else does things, and you just sit there rather than actually you're responsible or what to speak of temples. Then Namharas and congregation and the real pyramid system, or sometimes we've called this the cell system of constantly dividing cells, where training and education, which are really the basis of becoming Krishna consciousness, help spread Krishna consciousness movement. Anyway, that's a few things about Hungary. Thank you very much, and I guess we should have Arti too.
Thank you very much. His Holiness Sri Ram Swami Maharaj Ki. Okay.
Scheduled in for
that.